Salutations and greetings! This is Nevermind Tricks, better than the best you know. Today, we're going to talk about Beesmaster. Beesmaster. For those of you that may or may not have been into this, there was a movie that came out in the early 80s. That kind of sounded like that. My mom had a boyfriend when we were kids after we got divorced that was into this movie. And I've never seen it personally. I don't know if any of my siblings did. But I just read the synopsis and looked at the cover art on the VHS DVD. Yes, I am that old that we used to have VHS and DVDs. We used to go to video stores and you would get the VHS and you'd have to rewind it before you took it back, otherwise you'd get a fee, and it was an interesting time. But around these days there was a movie that was kind of called like Beesmaster. The other day I mentioned in a recent episode, first of all, hope you all had a good 4th of July if you celebrated. It was a outstanding time had here by all. But so we went down to Tucson, which I joke is the home of the best university in Arizona. Hee-haw! And we hung out at my mom's house. My mom has a huge backyard, monster backyard. So we did a lot of, she doesn't have a pool because she doesn't like swimming in water and stuff. But we hooked up an apparatus to the hose and just had a lot of time playing in her backyard with the kid. And then I noticed that there was a lot of wasps that were being attracted to the water. I don't know much about wasps. I just know there's some around here in Arizona. And they like to be around the water. Obviously, they drink the water. I don't know. But they're attracted to water. And so they're kind of hanging out around the kid. There was probably 6 to 8 wasps that I saw off and on throughout the time playing. And I'd see them. They'd get kind of close to the kid, but the kid didn't notice. He was on his own world playing, so he didn't notice these wasps. So I was like, here's the deal, wasp. I connected to the wasp. I know this is very hoity-toity and weird, but listen at your own risk. I'd say, wasp, looks like you're enjoying whatever it is you're enjoying. You could enjoy this anywhere. Please enjoy it anywhere but here. And the wasp would fly away. And like I said, they would come back. So I don't know if it was the same one going back and forth. I mean, it could have been the same one that came back and forth 6 to 8 times. But I think it was more than one. But the important thing is the boy remained unscathed. There was no wasp stings or anything crazy like that. The wasps were alive. There's no wasp that got fried by a bug zapper or stepped on or anything like that. So the wasps lived in harmony. We lived in harmony. We had fun. Kind of a different one today, a little bit out there perhaps for you. Maybe, maybe not. But Neville, one thing he says is test it and see. Test it and see. He talks about some really out there stuff too. And I'm not talking about the promise, because I've had conversations with folks and I kind of agree with them that the promise could be a little out there. If anyone, quote unquote, experienced the promise and has kind of a story to tell and feel compelled to tell me, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com or shoot me a text. I'd be curious as to what your experience is. Personally, I think, again, it could be something different, but not a big subscriber to the promise. But Neville did talk about some odd things. But this is an odd test that I had, was successful. I'm not starting to try to mentally talk to insects, animals. Although you could try, it'd be fun. I know my assumption is that all of y'all, I know a couple I've talked to that aren't pet people or don't have any pets currently, but maybe try to talk to your pets. Or maybe you do talk to your pets and you have a success story, something you want to share. You know how to get a hold of me. Weird one today, a little bit different. Message is test it and see. Hope you are doing something fun. And until next time, start climbing.